Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring or I'm speaking with?
Quashana Pope.
Hi, Koshana. My name is Jeremy Perlman. We are speaking on a recorded line and we're speaking in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. That is correct.
Yes.
All right. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. That is correct.
No.
And then you can affirm you do not already have an attorney, that is correct?
Yeah, I don't have an attorney.
Okay, yeah, just need to confirm. And then you were the one who used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the past 20 years?
Excuse me, yes, I was.
And you were diagnosed with cancer after using the products such as endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Yes, back in October last year, 2024.
Okay, and what it was which cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Some of these are going to be very redundant. A lot of these questions are going to be redundant. I'm sorry, but we'll get through them quickly. Okay. And then you said what was the year, roughly, your diagnosis? Just give me a rough diagnosis date. You can give me just
2024, October 18th.
October, okay, 18th. I am sorry for what you're going through in regards to this. And then first name, Quashunna?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure I have that correct. Okay. All right. And then what hospital did you go to? Who diagnosed you?
It was Rush University Medical Center.
Rush, I'm sorry.
Yes.
In Illinois?
Yes, 60612 is the zip code.
Okay. It is the one on Harrison Street, I take it?
Yeah.
It's the main facility? Oh, you went to the one off Congress Parkway?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that one down. Okay. 1 second. There we go. Put their number down. And you are not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, or weren't there when you were diagnosed, correct?
No.
Okay, you were not there. All right. And then you did use the hair relaxer 4 or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. On average per year, how many times do you think you use the hair relaxer product?
How many times per year?
Yeah. Would you say like 5 to 6, 7 to 8?
Yeah, probably about so. I have like really thick hair.
Okay. You think around like 6 or so?
Yeah, like 5 to 6.
So bi-monthly. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you are, of course, a resident of the United States. That is correct?
Yes.
What is your date of birth?
05/23/1999.
Okay. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, that is correct?
No.
Okay.
It was just an ovarian.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. And then were any family members or loved ones ever diagnosed with similar ailments after using hair relaxers?
Any family members? I don't have any history of it.
No. I mean, like, after using the product, was any family members, loved ones, and was anybody else affected by it, the hair relaxers?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. No, you're good. No worries.
No, I haven't.
No, it wasn't about a history of it. No, it's nothing to do with that. It was just if anybody else used it. And then I take it you used the hair relaxers in Illinois. That is correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. And what year did you start using it? What year did you stop?
I think I was using it. Well, I've been using them like for more than 5 years, so
okay.
I can't even give you an exact.
I just need an net. No, you can just give me a year. What year do you think you first started? What year did you stop using hair relaxer?
Maybe like 2017, 2018.
Okay, I'll put 2017. And when did you stop?
I stopped in 2024.
When you were diagnosed? Okay. But,
yeah, I think it was 2018 when I started.
Okay, I'll put 2018 to 2024. Yeah, it just needs to be an estimate on the years. That is fine. And use it bimonthly or monthly or so. And then you use it from 2018 to 2024. So that would have been about, let's see,
Yeah, I
about
stopped in
four,
October.
about 6 years or so.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really cap them.
Okay. No, I'm just,
Yes.
it's just for the, for this. Yeah. About 6 years. Did you do it at home or did you get it done at a salon?
No, I would do them at home.
At home. Okay. All right. And you don't currently use the product. We have the date there that you're not
No.
using it. And no bottles or receipts, correct?
No.
And the brand name of it, was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root
Still
Simulator?
L'Oreal, dark and lovely.
Okay. Yeah. Always is. It always is. And then this question is worded a little confusingly, but it is in regards to this. Did your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year? So that is correct.
I believe so because my diagnosis, I didn't get diagnosed until October 2024, if that's
Yeah.
what you're trying to ask.
No. It basically, after using it for one, so after you first started using the product, so your diagnosis, you would have basically, did you use the product for one? Let me reword it. Hold on, sorry. Your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. So if you started using it in 2018 to 19, that would have been regularly for 1 year, and you were diagnosed 2 years later. That is correct? Or more years?
It was more years, yeah. I'm
Yes.
not waiting.
So when you
And I,
first
that
started,
was right.
yeah, I
I was
know.
over
It even confused
here.
me too. I asked the question all the time when I was reading it. I was like, oh no. And then what treatment have you received for the ovarian cancer?
Well, I had some medication, and I had a partial oophorectomy surgery, and I had went through chemotherapy.
Okay. Right. And you're doing pretty well now.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm
That's, yeah.
still kind of taking medications
I get it. No worries. And then when did the treatment start, would you say? Was it like pretty soon after you're diagnosed?
Yeah, the treatment started. All of it happened in October. The treatment, I think, was like the 25th of
Okay.
October.
It just needs to be estimates. You're fine.
Okay.
And then was this treated you it was this was also done at Rush University?
Yes.
Okay. On Congress Parkway, same one. Okay. Almost done here, and then I'll send you a document here in a minute once we finish all this and I confirm everything. And then I know this is very redundant as we were speaking about ovarian cancer and things like that, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I'd have to ask. And then Quashunna, correct for the your spelling of your first name? And then last name Pope, Pope. No suffixes or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing me the whole thing, you can just give me the last four.
3512.
That's okay. All right. And then I have your email as last name and then first name at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the best number to reach you on, and it's a cell phone, 773-717-3604.
Yes, but for some reason it keeps like going a voicemail, so you guys will have to leave a voicemail so I can know because it doesn't show in my call log at all.
Okay. I'll send you a text too here in a second, so you have my direct number. So, and then I'll, so contact preference would be text, I take it, or would it be by call?
I prefer a text first so I
Okay.
can reach out to you.
Yeah. And then best time for text would be any time. It's at night, of course. And then let me see if they gave me your address. They did not. What is your best address, Miss Pope?
5821 West Walton Street,
What was this?
Chicago,
What
Illinois.
was the street name? I'm sorry.
Walton, WALTON.
Chicago. Is that 60651?
6051.
West Walton, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And this is a house, no apartment or anything like that? Okay. And Cook County, correct? And then there are medical records to support your diagnosis, correct?
Yeah, at the hospital though, I don't have them.
Yeah, no, that's no worries. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It's not required.
No.
Okay, no worries. All right, let me confirm everything, like spelling and just dates. And then I will send you the document. We'll complete it. And then the attorneys will start pulling the records for this and start to reach out and get the compensation you deserve. Okay.
Okay.
So let me do this. Go to the top. And I did tell you the call was recorded in the beginning, of course. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit and do not have an attorney. That is all correct. And then you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, Ms. Pope. And that would have been around 10/18 of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed at Rush University Medical Center on 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, 60612.
Yes.
Okay. And then you did not currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. That is correct. And you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer or the brand 4 or more times in a single year before.
Yes.
That is all right. And use it around 6 times in a year, roughly. You're a resident of the United States, birthday of 5/23/1999, and never diagnosed with Lynch syndrome or breast cancer. That is all correct. All right. And then use the hair relaxers in Illinois. Rough date, starting use of 2018, stop use of 10, so October of 2024. Use it monthly or about bi-monthly, around 6 years consecutive use. Use it at home. Was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely was the brand. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is all correct. All right. And then you took medication, surgery, and then chemo. Treatment date would have been around 10/25 of 2024. And this is also at Rush University Medical Center, same address on Congress Parkway. All
Yes.
right. And then you are a female, first name Quishana. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Quishana, Quashunna, and then Pope, Pope.
Yes.
And then is it okay if I repeat your last four?
Yes.
3512. So 3512.
Okay. Yes,
That's right.
you
Okay.
are.
And then email is your last name, Pope, and then Quashunna@gmail.com. And then this is the best number to reach you on. It's a cell phone, contact preference text, and then address of 5821 West Walton Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60651.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, there are medical records that exist, and then you don't have them, the hospital will.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no worries. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. I just want to make sure everything was right. Sorry about we going over that probably for like the third or fourth time for you. And then you will get a text right now. Should it came through just now, it'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. You just want to click on the link. The link will open up. When it does, you want to say yes or allow for consent. And then once it does, it will open to the document, which you'll see once you hit the yellow start button. And then it'll ask you to prompt you to sign. You'll just want to draw your signature as best as you can and then do adopt and sign, and that will save it. And then you'll just tap. And then once you see finish, after you draw your signature, I think it's once you draw it, and then 2 or 3 times you'll tap. And then after that, you'll see finish. And then let me draft up a text for you. Hold on. So you have all my information as well and the attorney's. Hold on. 1 second. And let me know once you hit finish. I'll get an email too, but just sending a text right now. Hold on. There we go. Let me see. I didn't get the email this time. If you hit finish and it took you, there you go. Yeah, I got the email. All right. And then let me send you this message. Or let me send you this now. Shauna, Jeremy Perlman. Let me just make sure all this is correct. I don't want to send you the wrong number for them. Yep, that's right. So you'll get a text right now. This is my number. So this is my direct number. If you don't hear from these attorneys at A4D in about, I would say, a week or so at max, like next Monday, please do give me a call. and I can always transfer you
Okay.
over to them, or I can get an update for you. So either way, if you don't hear from them by then, please give me a call back at that 949 number. Save it as my name. But in regards to that, that's it. It just needs to be verified by my compliance team, and then it will be sent over to the attorneys, and then from there they will basically reach out. But I do thank you so much for your time, Mrs. Pope. I am sorry for everything you're going through with the with because the Heralaxis could have very well caused that. But yeah, I'm very sorry for what you're going through. If you do have any questions or that you don't hear from the attorneys, like I said, within a week, please don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank
And
you.
you can text me too as well. So don't either way. All right.
Okay, I
All right.
will. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. All
Bye.
right. Bye bye. Thank you
Peace.
for your time. Bye bye. Bye.